Make it funny? The entertainment industry reacts to the crisis. The entertainment industry is seeing a number of changes during the tough economic times. But which way are things going? One filmmaker says he has changed his style because of the recession. Lars von Trier is best known for his dark and gritty filmmaking and for creating Dagmar 95. But now, von Trier and his team are changing their style. One of his latest initiatives is Advance Party, a collective of Scottish, Danish, and Irish production companies. Advance Party has established a new set of rules for artistic projects. The manifesto stipulates that no budget should exceed 1.5 million euros. No script should run longer than 88 pages or feature more than 8 characters. And every film should be shot within an 8-mile radius. And finally, stories must make the audience laugh, make them cry, and give them an uplifting ending. Theater directors and television executives are also responding to the credit crunch. London's West End is reviving old favorites such as Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest and Shakespeare's As You Like It, because they believe in the feel-good phenomenon. And in the U.S., funny man Jay Leno is moving his late-night show from 11:30 to 10. He says that from 10 to 11 p.m., every network shows mystery crime programs, and he feels that America needs more variety. These trends are very similar to those that occurred during the 1930s, when the U.S. was going through the Great Depression. But not everyone thinks we'll be looking to light entertainment because of bad times. Claire Binns, the director of programming of City Screen, one of the largest cinema chains in the UK, says, smaller, tougher films such as I've Loved You So Long and Gomorrah have done extremely well. People don't just want to see feel-good films. They want to see quality. They want to get out and be with other people and have a common experience with them. When times are bad, you want to be out there, and as long as we continue to offer the films, I'm not worried about the downturn at all. So what will you be doing to forget about the recession?